Okay, here in Parashas Pinchas, we have a, it's now on the Sfarim, it's page 875, for those who have the Yesodei Torah Sfarim. It is the Rabbeinu Bechai, the last piece on the page. The difference between the Nevuas Moshe and the Nevuas Yeshua. The Pasuk says, V'nasata mehoitcha olav l'man yishmu'u kol adat Yisrael. So, the lashon of the pasuk is an asata mehodcha of your hod, meaning implying obviously that it's not total, but it is to some degree. So Rabbi Bechaya says the tachle kovet hayisol. The pashta meaning of the pasuk is to be mechabed him. V'doshu razal mehodcha v'lo kol hodcha. Chazal darshin that it's mehod v'lo kol hodcha. That the difference between Moshe and Yeshua is the difference between Chama and Levana. So he explains here. While Moshe of Zebola Horos are Madregas and Avua for Kol Echad Vechad, it's telling me the difference between their Madrega. Ki Madregas Nevuas Moshe B'Shem HaMiuchad Shukoach HaChama U'Madregas V'Yishu V'Kovod Shukoach HaLevana. So he says there are two. The Rabbeinu Bechaya says there's baruch shame, there's shame and there's kavod. The shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zutke Vavke, and that is the dag of Nevuas Moshe. And then there's Nevuas Yoshua, that's the dag of the kavod. Ve'in ez el nimshol, aval le'inyan amoshol k'shem she'or levana lo mitzad atzmu rak mitzad hachama. Shavon mekabels oimenu, kein Yeshua kibbul mimoshe. So the pasuk says that you have a certain bechina of chama and a certain bechina of levana. Meaning, there's the thing that radiates and the thing that's a mekabel. Yeshua is coming across to us not as an independent entity, but as someone that's a mekabel. And that's when Asata Mehoitcha Olav would mean that he's always sort of dependent on what Moshe Rabbeinu said and so on. The point that the Rabbeinu Bechaya said before, the Rabbeinu Bechaya gives a mashal between a difference between the Shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu and a kavod. The word kavod is used in the piyut, in the same sense, it says Toir Eretz Mikvoidecha, the world shall light up from your kavod. So let's explain. Let's take a minute and explain the concept, because it's a concept that's used in different places. It says Baruch Shem Kavod Machuz Olvet. In Shema Yisrael we say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Avaya Elokeinu Hashem Echad, and then we have and then we say Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Olam Vayet. The kavod means as follows: a person who is very chashiv comes into a tzibur that is machshiv him. The tzibur stands up. The tzibur says Nandein Rabbeinu, whatever the normal ritual of it is. But lemaisa, the person's chshivas and the person's mahus can be seen in two places. It can be seen himself. Ask the person to talk, to tell you the Torah, to tell you the chachma, and that's one sense of the person's chshivas. And the second sense of the person's chshivas is the way in which it's reflected by the tzibur. The tzibur reflects it. So their attitude, the fact that they're asking all the shailas, however the tzibur reflects it, that's how it's reflected. So we have the perception of something works on two levels. It works on the thing, seeing the thing itself, perceiving the thing itself, and seeing how it's reflected. This is a very central midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Bria. Because being that the Bria, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Shoresh of the Bria, But the Bria is meant to stand apart from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to have its own identity. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be reflected in the Bria through the Bchinas Kavod, and that's why we say Toyer Eretz Mikvoidecha. Just like the earth reflects the sun's light, we don't see it. If you're in space, you'd see it. The moon reflects it. So you have two Oyeres in the Bria. The sun gets its aura from someplace also. So it's interesting. Despite the fact that the Shemesh seems to be provide its own light, we know it comes from Makom Nister. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So to Moshe Rabbeinu. But in terms of in the Bria itself, there was a reflection of Mashpia and Mushpa, and Mushpa being someone that its reflection reflects the covered of the Mashpia. Okay, let's see the next piece. It says Lifnei Loza Kon Yamad V'Sholo V'Mishpa Ta'urim. So he says V'Sholo Sholom Lo Hiska Tumim. We saw before in Parshas Truma that Urim v'Tumim are two shemais. One shem is causes the letters to illuminate, the right letters. The ones that would actually spell out the message would light up, based, you know, each letter, and then there was a shem called Tumim, which allowed the Kohen to properly bring together those letters in a way that they spelled out the message appropriately. So, and we spoke last time. Well, I don't know if we spoke on this series yet, but. In Parshas Tetzaveh, we have all of the different elements of why it has to be two shemas. There's Urim and there's Tumim. There's the shem that predicts the future, and there is the Tumim. And that's why he says it's the Mishpat HaUrim. Batum laher leziva ga'oisyas, zuim zu lehat mimoisam b'chiba teves, at sheleva koin tom b'yasam b'chubura. I want to... Valkein Hiski says Mashu Ika Veshasik Manatumim. Aloin Loya Urim Litum, you need it both. Geshen the Vechashem Shem Sainyan, or Yimrachim Ben Kafta Shulchan. So he says that the it's appropriate to have the Urim and Tumim go together always, but Urim is that which actually. That sort of brings the future down, and the Tumim make sense of it. We'll briefly recap, maybe, what is the why is it that you have two different shemas and so on. It says there's a verse from the Alfas Babotka. He says that Seder is more important than the thing itself. It says, "La oisa oirim gedolim kelolam chastoi." Hashem created oirim gedolim kelolam chastoi. So, "Mashals by yom kelolam chastoi." Ayerecho kerchav maloilas kelolam chastoi. So it says, "There's two kelolam chastois for the organization, and there's only one for the creation." The word Hakadosh Baruch Hu brought into this world tohu and vohu. That's the first step of creation, like Ramban says. Vajay Stevavo means there was stage one creation. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu imposed a certain structure, a certain tsura onto the Bria, which has each one in its place. So in each and every single day, a specific min was formed. It had a time when it came to being. It had a specific tsura and so on. So the hashpahs of HaKadosh Baruch Hu come in terms of Chomer and a Tzura. And you impose a Tzura on the Chomer itself. And therefore, when we perceive it, we also perceive it that way. we perceive the different nekudos, and then it's another hanhaga kashrut to be able to put it together. There's a mashmos also that it was Aaron HaKohen's special midas. It says it was zecher to the Urim v'Tumim, special midas. The ability to perceive correctly that which he was given is a part of that koach. In other words, more the second one. The first one is nevuah from Hakadosh Baruch Hu. They promised Klal Yisrael that we would have recourse to a kohen gadol v'shidos. But the panimia shebo, the ability to understand what he's being told, that lay in this specifically. Yes.
So maybe that's a little bit different than what the Rabbeinu Bachai is saying.
Correct. He says that they must go together and so on, but yes, a little bit different. Okay, the next one it says Vayismach Hashem of Olav Vayitzaveh Hashem Hashem Yad Moshe, that Moshe Rabbeinu was masmich Yadav on Yeshua. So the Rambam here talks about the process of smicha. Echad bez nagadol, the echad san hedin ktanoi bezus al shloisha tzoshe echadem somo pi asomo. Now, I just want to step back a minute. Let's ask ourselves a question. There's a din of bez nagadol in Klal Yisrael. Great. Bez nagadol is supposed to make sure there's no machlokas. Great. What's there to stop, halachically, from 3 dozen groups opening up their own bez nagadol? You have the Irachedis Bez Nagadol, you have Chukhsam Sefer Bez Nagadol, you have Orlando's Bez Nagadol, everybody's open up Bez Nagadol. You'll tell me Lishkas HaGazis, well, let's say they all fight for Lishkas HaGazis. I mean, how do you know who sits there? So the answer is, Bez Din HaGadol is perpetuated by the Smicha process. You know, Bez Din HaGadol appoints their those who will become the next Dayanim, who appoint the next Dayanim, and so on. The Smicha process ensures the continuity of the Bez Nagadol in the sense that there is a process for extending it. So he says every single Bez Nagadol Bez need musmachim. Moshe Rabbeinu somach Yeshua biyat. Moshe Rabbeinu was somach Yeshua biyat. He put his hand on him. Shem esach zera v'atzaveo. V'chein hashim eskeinim. Moshe Rabbeinu somcha v'asha asnaim shchina. V'ois haskeinim somcha v'achem v'achem v'achem. V'nimtzu, he says, hasmuchim ish v'ki ish ad bezna shal Yeshua. The smuch ish ish ad bezna Yeshua v'ad bezdina shal Moshe Rabbeinu. V'echod hanismach v'pi hanosi Omipi echad min asmuchin, afilo haya oisi somach b'sanhedrin ma'olam. So the smuchin are ish mipi ish ad bezdin she Yeshua, until the bezdin Moshe Rabbeinu, ve'echad nizam pi anosi omipi echad min asmuchin, afilo oisi somach b'sanhedrin ma'olam. So lemaisa, you don't need, not everybody who was musmach, who sat on the Sanhedrin. But once you had smicha, you could give on the smicha further. The keteri asmicha ledoros, lo yishisuch yideyam al reish hazaken, ala shakoyin le rebi, vermeat samuch, yishashus lot nefil dinik nasis. You don't need to put your hands on the person, but you just have to give him the permission and say you're samuch. Vayinsayim chin smicha shimina asken dayonis al bishloisha, so you need 3 people to endow smicha to somebody else, but one of them has to be samach. The concept of smicha here, besides the fact that sort of a let's call it a vetting process, or it's a way in which we can certify, it's a certification process, a vetting process. It's a lot deeper than that. The Rambam says, "Nimtzu hasmucha isha pi isha bezdin shoshua bezdin shomosh abenu." The Rambam is trying to explain that this is part and parcel of the Mesoras. In other words, every single person who is an accredited Baal HaLacha is with a certain continuum. It's as if a person, Moshe, who heard from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and tested this person, said that what this person understands and how he thinks it through is close enough that this is right to give smicha to. And then he gives it to somebody else and says. So that means basically we're all coming from a certain standard of Havana and Tfisa that we're applying in each term. So the continuity of Mesores is actually in the smicha process. The next one, and it's on page 877, is an Abarbanel. And he says he's explaining how come the juxtaposition of parashas is peculiar. You have Moshe Rabbeinu's Ptira, not Ptira, but Moshe Rabbeinu's passing on a leadership to the next generation, and then you have all the Karbanis. So it's kind of doesn't seem to be any real connection. Rabbanel says, "Mipnei she'tziva HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Moshe al misasai." Being that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, "Listen, you're going to die. You need you are right. You need to continue with numanhigim." Roy Hashem is brought by Yitzchak Hashkoch Hasai. Hadvarim she'iskatshem misasim arasam agiz Yisrael. He understood that Klal Yisrael, after Tzias Moshe Rabbeinu, is going to be of a very different caliber than while Moshe was living. And Moshe himself said, "I know that when I die, you're all going to go after the, you're all going to worship Abu Zer and so on." It was clear that there would be a tremendous yirida with Moshe's Petira. So he says, "V'tikin alei masha ta'aves misaseh v'tech amai." So now HaKadosh Baruch Hu is beginning to put into place a certain structure and a certain methodology that will correct some of the problems of Moshe Rabbeinu. V'tziva ishayna al korbanis. First thing was korbanis. Lefi shebiyeisim Moshe Rabbeinu al-Shalom chai hoya b'mtziusa ruach hanavi nishma b'kalus u'bachonam u'etes Asar Muni Yisrael. The Acham Moisei Techna Matanihi Lechazen Nifrats. V'teit Storech Hanevua Lachona Kful Mechabel Zashay Zibiyam. The first thing Moshe Rabbeinu recognized was that he's the Avi Neviim, and he will be the one he's the one that Nevua came poured out without without an interruption. When he's going to die, the Ruach HaNevuah, the atmosphere, the appropriate atmosphere for Nevuah to Chalakasol would not be there anymore. And that's a problem. So he says, V'alzet tziva b'karbanis nivusafim. That's why he was mitzav b'karbanis nivusafim. Lefi, sheyesh b'akrovas ha'olis ta'elos g'olis b'agos ha'nevuah. So the pasuk says that when you bring the karbanis, that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu will come close to Klal Yisrael. V'na'adati Shalom Yisrael means that's the place where I will meet with Klal Yisrael, meaning that's where it'll be Nevuah. So Karbanis are a manual hachana for a kirvat HaKadosh Baruch Hu that brings Nevuah to it. Yes?
It seems somewhat ironic then, maybe, that many times the Nevi'im were screaming at Klal Yisrael for bringing the Karbanos.
Yes, it's true. Like we say many times, that Nevuah, let's talk about this, because there's a parallel between Nevuah and Karbanis, a long line that you mentioned, actually, that is enlightening over here. In Avodas Hashem, there's a huge, huge part of it, percentage of it, which is obligatory. Meaning, these are the things a person must do. And those in Yanim comprise most of Torah mitzvahs. There's one area that the Torah said it's voluntary. Adam mikem ki yakriv. It's not something, the mohus of korbanos in general is ki'ilu, if a person would like to bring a korban d'Hashem, is how to do it. It represents, by and large, the chelik of, I don't know the right word, the nimishur hadin, but it's sort of an addition. And that, by the way, is the reason why the Nevi'im yelled at korbanos so much. It's one thing if somebody works for me as a plumber, and I get into a big fight with the person, so the person keeps working at my house doing the plumbing, I you know, that's fine, I can understand that. But let's say I'm involved in a big argument with somebody, and the person sends me back to chocolates as a gift, without the apologies and so on, but just while they, that's obnoxious. You know, who asked you this? I don't want this. You've been very mean to me, and I don't care for your friendship. It tells in film whether we're good to the Kodesh Baruch Hu or bad to the Kodesh Baruch Hu, we need to put on a thousand film. It's not going to help. But Karbanos, since in their by nature, they are not obligatory, they represent the chelik of Avodah, which is kind of, sort of extras, credit, so to speak. It's above and beyond. That type of carbon, that's where they slammed us for it. The going back to the Nevuah, we have a sulam of Pinchas Ben Yoyah that takes us to Ruach HaKodesh. If we follow the Sos Yesharim meticulously, not a big sefer, a little small sefer, we follow his instructions, then we're assured of kind of Ruach HaKodesh at the end of it. But Nevuah, the Rama makes a big point of saying in Nevuah that Nevuah is a type of thing where at the end of the process sometimes it comes, sometimes it doesn't. And you know, that's all. And the reason is Nevuah represents Milamala what Korbanos represent Lamata. Nevuah is not something that's part of Avodas Hashem. There is no ladder given to become a Navi. Nevuah is something that is an extra gift of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Of course the person is a tzaddik or whatever, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives that gift. And that's the Rambam makes a point of it. He says, and once you've prepared yourself, sometimes Nevuah is chal, sometimes it's not chal. There is no echreach matar HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give Nevuah in any way. So he says, so therefore the avodah of korbanos is sort of parallel to it. Ulachein, b'yoytzal amnachum b'tivah shesochal taklim mozvayim erev v'boker, nitztav v'sheosim agamos iske beizka v'sepore gam kein shtei pamir. He says, why twice? He says, in the old days, and you see it in the Gemara, people would eat twice a day. Three times a day is a recent invention, possibly by Kellogg's cornflakes, but in the old days, people ate twice a day. And the Gemara's question is, Lav Kodem Zechel Eshtei Shulchanos. If anybody saw the Arabs in Eretz Yisrael, they used to come work in the shops in Edomir, they would eat like 10 o'clock, and then they would eat in the evening, early evening. Those are the two meals. So the two seudos are the staple of human physical life. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made twice this ruchnistic thing, calls the lama kli laor rucho v'chesed tovim suboro, v'chein yash shemais es baruch menu kechafetz chesedu. So it's a zel umazeh with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's rotzen and our teva, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said twice a day a person needs the stimulus and then he can give us nevuah. Yes. Huh? Yeah. Okay, this actually was part of a Sefer Chinuch, this time for Korbanos, that, and then the next piece we're going to see is also a Sefer Chinuch it's going to be a Sefer Chinuch on Dinya V'Shchoidesh. So, Korbanos Tamid, so it's very interesting. The Chinuch says that Korban Tamid, it's based twice a day because in a day we typically need two times to fill up. And what's really, really, and the reason we needed a kavurika, a carbon, was to keep us fit for a state of nevuah. Okay, the next one is a chinuch that speaks about the inyan v'shchoidesh. Mishosha mitzak doma. Yadua lechol chacham lev ibn adam, ki gagla Hashem shagagla yireach, Poalim bekocham netzem aden kol kochos volam ashafu, paulos gedolos begufas neadam cholin shabalechayim. He says the sun and the moon, they're up there on top, and they have in themselves effects. They affect everything that's down in this world, both the sun and the moon. The derech and anything that, whether it's living animals and so on, you have, and he says, brings a pasuk and says, "Abracha, umimeged tvu shemesh, umeged gerish irachim." The produce that's the result of the sun, and the produce that's the result of the moon. Umefirsu chalamaynam na'arim iskeinim, ki korach halavon and nikum chosin aser baretz. People recognize the influence the moon has. Kiyadua lekorse elonis lebinyanis kliyichus mazash avana bechidusha v'chamisham yisur. He said people who would cut trees for buildings would not cut them until there were a few days had gone by in the new month. It's interesting. I'm not aware of it or significance. But the other one he says, but people who go to the ocean will only start traveling after a few days of the new moon. The moon certainly affects the tides in the ocean, and I guess there was an Indian went to go up, but that's something everybody knows, that the waxing waning of the moon has to do a lot with the waxing waning of the tides. It says the same thing at Kazakhstan, people don't do other malachos, so there are different processing things that don't do well in a tikkufa that the moon is not that the moon is in one phase or another. The cholin yonim eil gluim leinu kol arichas ben yaldas. Says the chinuch says I don't need to talk more about it. This is common fact. Everybody knows about it. Lachaini says ki bichedusha shel levana lepulos adam yischadish inyan vakol bedvara shel makom rochuk zirasai. So every time there's a new moon, it means there's also some change in the Anhag of the Bria now. There's some effect on the Anhag of the Bria. Lemaisa, this is a certain point of his chachas, a certain point, the beginning of a koach that is in the Bria. It's a very important avodas Hashem to try and see every koach in the Bria as an extension of Anhag HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So instead of the moon is seen anomaly, its own koach, we need to get rid of that. So we're going to bring a carbon to Hashem on Rish Chodesh, tying together the Rish Chodesh to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore we have the carbonist that's the tafkid on Rish Chodesh. Okay.